Welcome to the media broadcast of His Vision Ministries. Pastor Shane has a strong desire to encourage people to stay in the Word of God on a daily basis. Pastor Shane prays that you are fed by the messages contained in these daily nuggets. These messages are intended to bring daily life application, hope, and encouragement.
Good Wednesday. This is Pastor Shane, and it's good to see you today. We've been in a series of messages that we've been talking about being still in this restless world that we live in this week. And I hope that these have been an encouragement to you. Today I want to speak to you, though, from Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 15 in this nugget on quiet confidence. And so the Bible reads this way. It says, "For thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning in rest shall you be saved, in quietness and in confidence shall be your strength, and you would not." You know, the prophet Isaiah here delivered a message to a people who had lost their way amid external threats. The nation of Judah, facing peril, chose to rely on political alliances and human strategies for safety, placing their trust in military might rather than in the Almighty God. And so through the voice of Isaiah the prophet, God lovingly reminded them that genuine salvation would not be found in strength or speed, but in stillness and surrender. And the Lord proclaimed, "In returning and rest shall you be saved." You know, that term returning signifies repentance, a call to turn back to God after wandering in self-sufficiency. And so, listen, the true issue facing Judah was not the threat of Assyria. It was their reluctance to trust God's provision. They were eager to act and fix and resolve their challenges, yet God beckoned them to pause and listen and believe. You know, today we often mirror their tendencies. When confronted with uncertainty or instinct to strategize and try to fix and rush into action, the Lord, though, continues to gently whisper, "In quietness and in confidence shall be your strength." Quietness does not equate to silence. Instead, it represents peace amidst all the pressure. You know, the world may assert that strength is derived from busyness, but God asserts that true strength originates from belief. Faith flourishes not frantic activity, but faithful meditation on His promises. And so when we learn to trust rather than tremble, to rest instead of rush, we uncover the quiet confidence in the One who is profound in expressions of faith. Consider the way Jesus exemplified this truth. You know, He remained peaceful, asleep in the boat. When faced with unjust and accusations, He chose to be silent. He was firmly rooted in His relationship with the Father. And similarly, I believe our sense of calm can also stem from circumstances in God's unwavering care. And so when life feels overwhelming, and what we need to do instead of act out of fear, we need to take time and be quiet and be still and listen to the Lord. His ways are higher than ours. His timing is perfect, and His strength is always sufficient. And so it's not, true strength's not found in panic. And so, listen, the people here refused to accept the rest that God offered them. And may this be not said of us. Instead, let's turn to the peace that God freely extends. Let me pray for you today. Father, forgive me for the moments that I've rushed ahead in my own strength. Teach me to return to You in quiet trust. Fill my heart with confidence in Your promises. And Lord, grant me calmness in Your presence. May my strength today be found in stillness and unwavering faith. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, thank you again for joining today. Listen, if there's anything that I can say at all to you, it's this: find a solace place to be still and know that He's Lord. Take time out to meditate on His Word and to pray, but listen to God speak to you through the Holy Spirit and through His Word. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Lord willing, we'll see you again on Thursday.
We thank you for joining us today. Visit us online at isvision.org. Text the word SAVE to the number 80123 and hit send to learn how to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. May God bless you.